This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Land Board in late October approved a 53,000-acre conservation easement in the Cabinet Mountains of northwest Montana that will protect public access to working timberland owned by Green Diamond Resource Company. The conservation easement is valued at $58 million. The Land Board, comprising the state's five top elected officials, Governor, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Public Instruction, Attorney General, and State Auditor, all Republicans, voted 4-1 to advance the Montana Great Outdoors Conservation Easement proposal, which was developed by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The vote came after an hour and a half of debate about the mineral rights below Green Diamond's land and the value and constraints associated with perpetual conservation easements. Attorney General Austin Knutson issued the lone no vote. The Land Board authorizes large or expensive conservation easements following a 2021 state law that gives elected officials more oversight of acquisition and easement projects. Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Director Amanda Castor told commissioners that the area, situated between Kalispell and Libby, supports about 9,500 public hunting and fishing days annually and provides habitat for a variety of game animals and endangered or threatened species, including grizzly bears, Canada lynx, bull trout, mule deer, elk, and moose. Most of the easement's $58 million price tag is supported by federal funding from the U.S. Forest Service's Forest Legacy Program. Green Diamond is donating about $20 million of the land's value, and Habitat Montana is contributing $1.5 million. Habitat Montana is an FWP-administered fund that secures wildlife habitat with funding from hunting and fishing licenses and taxes on recreational marijuana. Lloyd Parsons of WRH Nevada Properties, which owns the mineral rights to half of the acreage incorporated in this phase of the project, opposed the easement, describing it as a huge detriment to exploration and mining of company-owned mineral deposits. In the first phase of the easement project, which included 33,000 acres, WRH argued that approval could compromise the company's ability to secure investment for mineral exploration and development. Parsons also told commissioners that FWP coordinated with the Forest Service to stifle dispute about the agency's valuation of WRH's mineral estate. Brian Thompson with Green Diamond and Barry Dexter with Stimson Lumber Company countered that Montana law holds that individual and corporate owners have the right of reasonable access to the surface in order to access minerals below, even in such split estate situations. They also cited specific project language preserving WRH's right to explore and mine the subsurface estate. Montana's Fish and Wildlife Commission set a record-high wolf hunting and trapping quota for the 2025-26 season, approving the killing of 458 wolves. This is the highest quota since wolves in the Northern Rockies lost protection under the Endangered Species Act in 2011. Wildlife Management Units 313 and 316, located in southwest Montana near the northern border of Yellowstone National Park in Park County, have a quota of 3 wolves each. The rest of the state has 452, but Region 3, headquartered in Bozeman, encompasses 18,000 square miles, more than 12% of Montana's total land area. About 60% of the region is made up of public lands whose wolf quota is 60 wolves. Montana is already under legal scrutiny in court for its handling of wolf management, and the new quota is likely to intensify the controversy. In addition, the state has adjusted the total number of kills for each hunter and trapper. Notably, each hunter and trapper can individually harvest 15 wolves, allowing one person to kill up to 30 wolves per season between hunting and trapping. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.